today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Think first and consider the cost. I've had the pleasure and experience of working with a diverse group of people. I've worked with individuals who've had some education and those who have matriculated to the highest degrees. One thing I observed is this. We all slip and fall when we think of ourselves more highly than we ought. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, the writer puts it this way. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Each one of us has been given a measure of faith. This is the correct proportion of the spiritual gift or supernatural endowment and ability the Holy Spirit gives each believer so we may fulfill our role in the body of Christ. Faith here is not saving faith, but rather faithful stewardship, the kind and quantity required to use your particular gift. Every one of us has received the exact gift and resources we need to fulfill our role in the body of Christ. The problem comes in when we don't think from that perspective, but choose to have our own vision about how we or what should be done based on what we think as if we have it all figured out. Grace is the undeserved favor that calls us to be who we are. We did not earn this. It was given to us out of love. Today, don't think more highly of yourself and go to your job trying to tell the supervisor or manager how you think things should be done. Think soberly. Exercise judgment, which will lead you to recognize that in yourself, you are nothing, and yield the fruit of humility. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, the writer puts it this way. Likewise, younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. Many jobs, relationships, marriages, opportunities have been lost because we think more highly of ourselves in certain situations instead of working within the grace we have been given and exercising our measure of faith. Be humble. Stay in your place of grace. Think first and consider the cost. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.